Okay, we're on Mem Hey Amos Aleph. Yeah, about five lines from the bottom or something. Four lines from the bottom. Now, Omar Abaye, says Abaye. So Abaye was in Humbadisa, that's where he lived. And he says the following statement. Hareini, behold, Hareini means behold I. Ben Azai. I'm like Ben Azai Bushuke Tveria. Base the prefix Shuke, right? In the markets of Tveria. So Ben Azai was a huge Talmud Chacham, and basically whatever you could ask him, he would have an answer. So Ben Abaye had a good day. He felt like on top of the world, and he said, you can ask me anything. Hit me with your questions. I will answer them. That's basically what we're saying. Yeah, so someone took up the challenge. Amalei, Hamer Rabbanon. So one of the Rabbanon who was around said to Abaye, I've got a question for you. Shnei Cholalim, two corpses. Ze al Gabi Ze, right? One upon top of the other. Yeah. Meheichon hu moideid, from which one does he measure? Right? Does he measure from the top corpse? Back to regular roof now. Forget the grains. Back to dead people. Okay, so two dead people, one on top of the other, right? And the Sanhedrin come out to measure, right? And they say, oh well, there's two corpses, one placed on top of the other one. From which one do we measure? Do we measure from the top one, or do we measure from the bottom one? That was his question. So now, what's the halachic question over here?
What's the difference?
Look, you'll see.
Why do you think they don't get their own measurements for each one?
Yeah, I asked that question last night. Yeah, I know I was actually, but yeah. I was a bit bothered by that. But anyway, you'll see what we're going to say. Min, now, min bemino, right? Heavy tomum, right? So one corpse and another corpse are like very similar, right? Dead person, right? Is like min bemino, is it tomum, right? If you got one corpse and another corpse on top of the other corpse, right, is the bottom corpse considered buried by a corpse, or it's just one big pile of corpses? Right, so he wasn't sure how so, right? And now, a mimba minnow, and also it's mimba minnow, so these two corpses, low heavy taff, right? Is the top one considered floating on a corpse, or is it just a pile of corpses? So basically, right, because we have two halachic things, which we do, these ones we do have sources for. We know that Tomon, right, is Potter from Egla Rufa. We know that Saf is Potter from Egla Rufa. We said earlier, right, that if someone's under a pile of stones, there's no Egla Rufa, right? If someone's hung strung up in a tree, there's no Egla Rufa. Now,
the question isn't from where you mentioned. The question is that body considered?
Yeah, but if you look at Rashi, though, yes, correct. Correct. Yes. What's that?
Is that what it meant before? This light could stop.
No. This is staff. No. This is like, no. That was grains. This is right, because we've got a drasha from the Torah that staff is potter with
But I'm saying the principle of staff means potter.
Just itself. It's lighter. No. Your question was good. Don't try and answer it. Okay. So. Okay, so that's the question, right? Basically, do we look at the bottom one is it covered up by something else or not? Right, it's covered. Or do we look at the top one as it's floating? That's one question. Or alternative, right, and that would mean, umi elyon mode, do you get to measure from the top one, right? Because we said, min b'mono, you have to give the words, min b'mino lo heavy taf. He actually, when he asked the question, he didn't ask the question, is it like taf or is it like tamon, he suggested. So let me go back and read it, because it's going to be like this, right? Min, read it slowly, right? From the second line, right? Min b'mino, heavy tamun. It is tamun. So if it's tamun, it's going to be, then you're not going to measure it. And min b'mino is low heavy taf. It's not considered floating. And then it would come out from an elyon modeid. Okay? Now, or perhaps...
Could be
another time
the same rule, even though we're saying both of them.
True. Yeah. So you are correct, and the Gemara is gonna say maybe they're both the same. You're very good. Shkorach. Yeah. But first you're gonna still be confused, we can just flip it round the opposite now. Or Dilma, or perhaps min b'mino, right? Two corpses, one on top of the other, on the other. Heavy tzaf, it would be considered tzaf, and therefore it would, you wouldn't measure from the top one, yeah? A min b'mino is low heavy tamun, is not tamun. So it's not considered buried. So therefore it would come out, umitachto modeid, you would measure from the bottom one. Or alternatively, now here you go, Avram, this is you now. Yeah, Odilma, what you was saying. Min b'mino is heavy tamon, is considered covered. Meaning that, and therefore it would be potter, you will measure from the bottom one. And also, min b'mino, heavy taf. And min b'mino is considered elevated, right, and it's consistent. And therefore, it would become taf. So therefore, lo mitachta moided, so you wouldn't measure from the bottom one. Yeah, but lo mitachta moided, and you wouldn't measure from the... Oh, but one as well.
And just to understand that, I mean, doesn't it seem to come out from all of these that really the only question is which one is chayiv?
Yeah, basically.
Well, we just said
either they're chayiv or pot. I mean, I they're slightly different. You have to have, obviously, there's enough coming because let's say they were both chayiv, so whatever, they have to, I mean, one's chayiv, have to be slightly different places.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
otherwise,
right, yeah.
There's enough coming.
Right.
But that's, and the real question is, you know, is the top one chayiv and is the bottom one chayiv?
Right.
Yes, no.
Okay. You good? Yes. Correct.
Yeah, they could both be hired.
Because they're not included in the mitzvah. The mitzvah, because if you find one.
But that's, in terms of the parrot's original question, in the Fanami, I'm saying it's like, you know, each one would require its own measurement.
I would have thought the Nafkamina would be that one of the bodies is near its one city, one of the bodies is near its other. Yes, that's the Rashi speaks that up. Yeah, correct. Okay, good. Let's leave the dead bodies lying and let's just carry on a bit. Yeah, and be the answer. Oh, yeah. Amalei. So Abaya responds to that how Merabonan. Tanishu, what we've learned it in the Braisa, which the Braisa which we've seen. Yeah. Oimer, Shehechzig boy, right? And Oimer, that you grabbed it. Lohilichoi lo'ir. So now we're back to Shichcha over here, yeah? And you placed it upon his friend, a shachoy, and you forgot it. Right, that's what we said before, right? A tachto and shchicha, the bottom is shchicha, el yoneno shchicha. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda oimeh, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, shneem einon shchicha. Both of them not shchicha. A tachto on mipnishu tomon, the bottom one because it's tomon, but el yon mipneishu tzaf, and the upper one because it's tzaf. Right, I read that quickly because we just did that earlier, right? So basically, we're talking about shicha, right? You've got one bundle on top of the other bundle. We say everyone agrees that the top one is potter, and the makalot is the bottom one, yeah? So Ruha, the people in the base, the understanding of that they had in the base of Midrash was Dahani Tanai, that these Tanoim that are in this Brisa, Karebi Yehuda Svir Lahu, they hold like Rebbe Yehuda of Egla Rufa, yeah? The Omar, that he says, Basoda Prat Latomon. Because when it says, it's back to Brad's question, Basada, it says Basada means Pratla Tomon, meaning Tomon is excluded from Egla Rufa. My lab, isn't it, Baha, in this point, that, right? Dema, Sava, Min, Bemino, Heavy Tomon. That one opinion holds, right? The second opinion holds that, seen as even though it's Min, Bemino, even though it's one corpse and the corpse, it's considered covered, the bottom corpse. Yeah, a Marsava, and the first opinion holds, yeah, low heavy tomon is not considered tomon because it's just covered with another corpse. It's not really covered. It's just a pile of corpses. So therefore, we've proven that basically it's a machlokis tanoim. Now, Rashi points out, with regards to the top one, yeah, we already explained why the top one's potter, because it was hechzigbo. He grabbed it. So we can't prove it. Abai wasn't trying to prove the top one. He's only trying to prove the bottom one. Just, okay. Now, but anyway, so that was our suggestion. So we see a raya, yeah, that it's basically machlokes tanoim. If we say min b'mino, it's considered tamon or not. Yeah, according to the first opinion, it isn't considered tamon. According to the second opinion, it is considered tamon. So, but
would that go the same itself? I mean, if it's...
No, you have to look at Rashi. You have to look at Rashi. Look. E Rebbe Yehuda, Svir Lahu, if they hold like Rebbe Yehuda, because we would assume it, right, if they hold like Rebbe Yehuda, Dechuli Alma, everyone would say, right, Min Bemino, Heavy Tomon, it would be Tomon. Right? But, right, Vahacha Beplugta, no, these Tanoim are actually arguing on different points. right? De Rebbe Yehuda v'Rabbanan k'bif ligi. They're actually arguing the machlokis of Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan in Shicha. Yeah, remember we said that is Tomon chayv in Shicha or not? Right, according to Rebbe Yehuda, Tomon's potter in Shicha. According to Rabbanan, it's chayv in Shicha. Right, the Rabbanan k'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan like the Rabbanan, and they just say that it's chayv in Shicha. Tomon, there's no patur of it. Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda k'Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda holds that Rebbe Yehuda, and they hold it is Tomon and it's potter. But everyone holds that min b'mino heavy Tomon. Yeah. What's that? No, that means the Rebbe Yehuda of Egla Rufa. We have the Rebbe Yehuda of Shicha, and we have the Rebbe Yehuda of Okay. Right, Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda. Okay. Now, Ihachi, if that's the case though, right, so my area, what's the relevance al Gabi Chavero? That it's on top of its friend, right, and it's on its fellow, right, bundle of wheat. Yeah, a field of offer with tsurunami, right? Even if it were covered in dirt, yeah. Sorry, mate. Right, or even if it were covered in by stones. Meaning, what? Why does it need to be one omer on top of another omer? If the whole point is that if Tomon's chayiv or potter, we're saying that really that machlokis is Tomon. If something's covered, is it chayiv and shicha or is it potter and shicha? So just do a simple covering, bit of stones. Yeah, why do you have to make this complicated case? So. Says the Gemara, in Hakanami, it's true. You could have put it in the case of stones, yeah? But the reason we chose to put it was one bundle on top of another bundle is lo'adicha, is to inform you, koicha de Rebbe Yehuda, right? That how strong Rebbe Yehuda's opinion is. So Omar, yeah, afilu min b'mino, even though it's min b'mino, even though it's one bundle, another bundle, heavy tamon is considered tamon.